and welcome to the Trev and Ben podcast. Hello, Ben.
Hello.
How's things?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm in pain.
Good.
Oh, that's nice.
What's up?
I don't know what I've done, but every time I move just a little bit, I get this. It's like I've pulled some muscles in my legs and in the top half of my body. But I don't quite know how I've done it. I went to bed.
You must have an idea.
Well, no, I went to bed without these pains and then woke up with them.
Now, is that the early signs of old age?
Well, it could be, unless I'm just doing something, you know, quite violent in my sleep again. I haven't been recording the nighttime activities of late, but I don't know what I've done. But it's really pain. It's fine if I get into one particular position, and it's fine if I'm walking about, you know, because I've still been able to sort of walk about. That's for once I'm walking, it's fine. But it's once I sit down, I have to always sit in one position, and then if I move, it really hurts. So if throughout this podcast, I occasionally go, oh, and I am sounding like such an old man these days. It's frightening. Well, like walking up the stairs earlier, I had to almost have both hands on one of the handrails because I was in so much pain getting up the stairs.
So you've become, you know, those sharks that have to keep swimming, otherwise they'll die.
I think that's basically what I've become.
So we need to get you a treadmill so you can never stop moving.
Oh, mate. Oh, there it is. I don't know what I've done. I mean, it could be something really serious for all I know.
Let's hope not.
It could be the beginning of the end, or it could just be this is just what old age is like. It's suddenly hit. Anyway, that's that. So I'm in a lot of pain this week, because I do apologise if every now and again you just get a little screech of pain from me. The other weird thing I've had this week, here's a weird thing, right?
Go on.
I've been inundated with emails this week that aren't obviously, they're just sort of a spam email, but it worried me a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Because the subject on the email is carry a gun now.
Ooh, that's ominous.
Well, I know. So I started, and I'm getting a lot of these. I've had about 6 or 7 of them in a couple of days. And it's obviously for America. It's got nothing to do with us here. It says, did you know you don't need to own a gun? I mean, this is just a weird headline to start with. Did you know you don't need to own a gun to get a permit? Surely that's the other way round. I don't want a gun, but I really want a permit. I mean, that can't be offering me anything of an incentive.
I think they fucked this up off the bat, haven't they?
US Concealed Online, this is from. This site has been inundated with people looking at it. It's seen an over 2,000% increase just this month.
Wow.
And it says why.
Okay.
So Illinois Police State are doing background checks as ammunition sales have soared in response to the coronavirus panic. I mean, that's another weird thing, isn't it? If you're a gun-toting maniac, the first thought you have when a pandemic hits is get some ammo.
Yes. I mean, I don't want to say that all Americans, you know, are stupid, because they're not. At least we know half of them are on the right side of sanity. But to think that bullets are the way to solve a pandemic or something you might need is a very strange reaction.
Isn't it?
Which is I can't really judge too much. We bought all the bog roll, so...
Yeah, it's less fatal though, isn't it? In terms of a purchase. It says, so why is everyone rushing to buy guns, ammo, and get free online concealed carry qualification?
Okay.
Maybe it's because a political leader from the liberal left recently released this in an executive order. The emergency authority is hereby empowered, if necessary, to suspend or limit the sale, dispensing, or transporting of alcoholic beverages, firearms, explosives, and combustibles.
Ooh.
I'm assuming they mean Biden. I don't know whether this is true or not. I have no idea.
It does sound like Biden bashing to me.
It does, doesn't it? So it says, stay armed, stay legal, stay safe.
Right. So have you got yourself a permit?
I haven't got myself a permit. And what's nice to know is I don't need a gun to have the permit.
No.
But I might need to get the permit sooner rather than later because obviously there's a rush on for gun permits. Yeah, this is weird, isn't it? Why am I getting these emails? I don't even live in the States.
Have you signed up to any new American websites recently?
Not that I can think of. What, like gunfightattheokcorral.com? I mean...
I don't know. I mean, have you maybe commented on any sort of pro-gun, no, pro-Trump... No?
No, I don't
think you would have.
But. I don't get involved in any of that. It just seems a very odd bit of spam to me. You know, I'm used to kind of things about erectile dysfunction, you know, increasing the size of your girth. Yeah. I get a lot of those. I also get a lot of, I get a lot for these other tablets. I don't know what they're supposed to do, but these other tablets that you're supposed to have that are very good for you, I get quite a lot of those. But then just suddenly get a lot of these in the last week. It seems a very strange thing to be on a list for.
And are they all the same email or are they sort of varied?
They're all, I mean, there's a slight variation in some of them, but they're all effectively the same.
Okay.
I don't know, because again, if you look on the email address, it obviously doesn't give you any sort of help there as to who it's from. But it's just very strange. I don't think there should be a law against that sort of thing, surely.
Trev, I've been having a bit of a spat with Mrs. Ben that I think I need you to solve for us.
Okay, well, I'm always here for you in your marital crisis.
Well, I am aware, by the way, before I start, that this is very much a first world problem.
Right. When you don't need a gun, do you?
I don't need a gun or a permit, for that matter.
Okay.
So, it's about our doormat.
You've almost lost me already if you're having a fallout over a doormat.
Basically, when we moved in, our doormat was already quite tatty and in need of replacing.
Okay.
And I recently went to my father-in-law's flat and he's got a doormat, which was quite humorous. It says, "You again?" Which I quite liked.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking, well, it's time to replace the doormat. So what better than to have a funny doormat?
Okay, that's a good idea. Now, do you have your doormat? Is this a doormat inside the house or one that's just outside the house?
Outside the house, so would be viewable to the public.
Okay.
Now, first of all, is it a bit chavvy to have a funny doormat, or do you like that in a person?
I don't know. I think I like it. It's a weird one because my indoor doormat, I've got like a plain one outside, but my indoor one is what I bought probably, I don't know if it was for a World Cup or a European Championships a few years back now. So I've got an England one. Right.
Okay.
And I do worry now that just makes me look like some sort of member of the EDL. It's kind of all right to have it during a football tournament, but then perhaps it should go away. So I don't know. I quite like a humorous doormat, but then on the other hand, there's probably a little bit of me that would think, oh, God.
Now, that's fair enough. The problem I've found, though, is that I've realized you can get customized, personalized doormats. So I can have whatever message I want on this doormat.
Well, that's good. I was going to say, like, what humorous doormat? I'm just going to look up what humorous doormats are available.
Okay. Because I guarantee you won't find what one of us wants.
Okay. I mean, the first one that's come up is one that says, "Feck off."
That's quite good.
There's another one that says, "Hey, I'm Matt," which is just shit.
That is just a shit joke,
I mean,
isn't it?
That is an awful doormat to have. Let's see what else we got. Fuck off. So we got feck off and fuck off.
Now, I did consider using swear words on a doormat, but then I thought, is that some sort of public order offence?
It probably is. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't often have police, you know, walking the perimeter of my house. So I think it would be okay.
Okay.
But we do have, you know, young children as next door neighbours, so maybe not the best.
Yeah, probably not. The neighbours have better stuff. I quite like that one.
just deter the burglars.
If you forgot the wine, go home.
Good. Yeah, I like these.
Definitely not a trap door.
That's good. But I mean, if you had the chance and if you had a, you know, someone who would allow you to have a comical doormat, wouldn't you rather come up with your own?
Yeah, yeah. I just think, let me just give you this one I quite like. Knock hard, but not like the police. Okay, so who's pushing for their own one? You?
Well, we've both decided that we've come up with the best doormat independently from each other. So
okay, so am I the yes. judge and jury on this?
Exactly.
So whatever I say is what's going to be printed.
I'm not sure, but that's what I think is fair. And in the interest of fairness, I've decided I'm not going to tell you who's got what idea. And I thought you should try and judge which one's the best one.
Okay.
And also, as an added level to the game, you can try and guess who you think came up with which one.
Okay. All right. I like this game.
Okay. So I'll tell you what one of them is. One of them... Are you familiar with Dante's Inferno from Dante's Divine Comedy?
A little bit, but not much.
Okay, so upon...
Already entering... I don't think this is you. There's no way you're going to be this cultured.
Upon entering into hell, there is an inscription above the gates of hell that reads, "Abandon hope, all ye who enter here."
Yeah, yeah.
That is what one of us wants to put on as the doormat.
Okay.
Abandon hope, all ye who enter here.
I quite like it as a doormat idea.
Good. The other doormat idea. Now, I have to sort of give a bit of a background to this one. If you're not familiar with the show Breaking Bad, this won't make a lot of sense to you.
Okay.
But there is a scene within Breaking Bad where Agent Schrader, Hank Schrader, is on the case of Jesse and Walt, and he's about to rumble them inside their RV, catching them in the action... drug stuff everywhere, they're screwed. So Walt is very cleverly telling Jesse what to say to get rid of Hank, because in truth, he actually doesn't have a warrant to get in. And he tells Jesse what to say, but Jesse delivers the message with his usual Jesse Pinkman flair. Here's the clip.
I'll give you 3 seconds to get your ass out of here. One, two...
This is my own private domicile and I will not be harassed! Bitch!
And that's what one of us wants on a doormat. This is my own private domicile and I will not be harassed, bitch.
It's a great line. I mean, it's just got me thinking of other Breaking Bad lines that you'd want on a doormat. I'd love to have, yeah, bitch, magnets, just for no
reason.
That
would be a good doormat.
I'd like to have that on a doormat.
Thing is, I've been wanting to talk to you about this for the last 2 or 3 weeks, but for whatever reason, we've just sort of not talked about it yet until this podcast.
Yeah.
So now, for the last 3 weeks of my life, I've been hearing great quotes and turning to the missus saying, that's a good doormat.
Right, so I've got to pick between... Right, remind me of the Breaking Bad one again. What's the line? I should have written
it down.
The
line from Breaking Bad is, this is my own private domicile and I will not be harassed, bitch. The other one we had was, abandon hope, all ye who enter here.
Well, I've made my decision very quickly.
Really? That was quick?
Yeah, yeah, and it's...
So there's a clear favourite then?
There is a clear favourite. It's the Breaking Bad line.
Okay.
Because I feel the Dante line is less... original in terms of a doormat idea.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Because, and also, it's sort of saying that your house is a place devoid of any kind of hope. That your house is actually...
Well, yes, that's kind of the joke.
Yeah, but what, I mean, what a depressing notion to be putting out there. Whereas the message from the Breaking Bad, Matt, is a message to anyone that's coming to your house that actually... Yeah, really, you're not welcome. But if you do come in, the house will be fine. But, you know...
Well, one of them, the Dante quote, I agree, is a bit gloomy because it basically suggests this is hell, there's no hope in here.
Yeah.
So if you choose to come in, do so at your peril. But the other one essentially says, piss off and leave me alone.
Which is the message I prefer. Because that's very much the ideal that I live by. That, okay. I don't... I've talked about this before, that if I'm not... I don't like to be disturbed. So, you know, it's why I don't like cold calls. I don't like anything like that. I'm not invited, you know, if I've invited you to my home, that's fine. If I'm expecting you, that's fine. But just cold calls, either on the phone or on the doorstep, are certainly not welcome. And that is why I like that line.
So, you've made your choice.
Yep.
Who do you think came up with what?
Well... It's an interesting one because I can imagine you even though I said you probably wouldn't know the Dante line, it is a famous line. And I can imagine you having that as yours. So I'm going to say that was probably yours. And the Breaking Bad quote, although you do like Breaking Bad, but I'm sure Mrs. Ben likes Breaking Bad.
Mm.
Have you been watching Breaking Bad again recently as a couple?
No, we haven't, no.
So this is just a line that's stuck in your head?
I will say that regardless of whether you're right or not, this happens to be an almost joint favourite line from the entire show for both of us.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say the Dante line is yours and Mrs. Ben has come up with the Breaking Bad line.
You're absolutely correct. So I'm gutted. You've sided with her. I have to get that as a doormat now. And the other thing I wondered was, can we maybe debate and, let's try and see each other's side of point. And 6 months of the year, I get my hell doormat, and the other six half, we get Jesse Pinkman.
Well, that's an idea. It could almost be like a seasonal thing.
That's what I thought. And this is where it led me down this rabbit hole. I thought I could have a different doormat for every month of the year. For Christmas, I can get that line from Home Alone, Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Yes, that's a great one for Christmas.
But then we become the eccentric, quirky odd couple who have 12 different doormats. And Katie's worried we'd make the news.
It would have to be a really slow news day for that to make the news, wouldn't it? I mean, we'd really have to be in dire straits. Like, coronavirus would definitely have to be a thing of the past.
Well, maybe not the news, maybe Lad Bible.
Yeah, or the East Grinstead Gazette would probably be interested. They'd probably pop round. No, I think it's a great idea. You could have one at Easter, forgive them for they know not what they do, or whatever that line is.
Yeah.
That would be a good Easter one.
Very good.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of others you could have throughout the year now.
I know, it's a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
So basically, if you've got any other good suggestions or the listeners have any other good suggestions, tweet us, let us know. And I would love to know what the best doormat for the best month of the year is. So what's the verdict? Do we compromise and get a doormat for 6 months of the year each? Or do we go full insane and get 12 different doormats?
Well, how much is a match?
I told you this was a first world problem.
How much is a match to have personally made?
That, for someone who's been obsessing about it for 3 weeks, is something I haven't looked into.
You don't know how much it costs, right? I'm going to look it up now.
Okay. Right,
custom made doormat.
There are podcasts out there where they talk thoughtfully about the coronavirus and spreading hope, thoughtful messages of joy. And here we are babbling on about doormats.
Well, it looks like there can be anything from between about sort of 18 and 25 quid per mat.
Ooh, now that's a pricey. It might have to be a gradual thing then.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, over the next couple of years, you could sort of expand the repertoire of doormats.
Yeah.
I think there's one that you would definitely need to have made very quickly. One that just says, social distancing, fuck off. I'm often accused of being a bit of a grumpy old man.
Yes, strange for a man who dismissed my hell doormat idea, but fine.
I'm a very cheerful man normally.
Yeah,
there's certainly a couple of times in the year where you'll find me with a smile on my face. And so I was sent this thing this week that said, what is your mental age?
Oh, right.
Okay, so I'm 43.
Yes.
And I've been accused, I'm not going to tell you the name of the person who sent me this quiz, but they accused me of behaving like a very old man and that I should do this quiz to find out what my mental age is based upon my answers.
Okay.
Okay. So I went through and I was sort of pleased with the result.
Right.
I came out at 53, only 10 years older.
That's a decade though, isn't it? I mean, I'm surprised. That seems quite low to me for a man who's just recently found the love of his life in jigsaws.
Yeah, that wasn't one of the questions though. So I thought it'd be interesting to go through this with you because I think inwardly you're a bit of a grumpy old man as well, really. And bear in mind that you're 11 years younger than I am.
Yeah.
I reckon...
I'm not sure. I think I'm the opposite. I think, if anything, I'm a sort of man-child. I look around myself and I'm surrounded by Rubik's Cubes and video games and controllers. I think I'm a bit of a child at heart.
Yeah, but that's yeah. Well, let's go through the quiz and see what you come out with, right?
Yeah.
So,
okay.
So your age now is
32.
32. Right. Now, this quiz, some of these are slightly American, but we'll skip over those, okay? So question number one.
Will it still work if we skip those questions?
I think so, yeah, because I skipped them. So okay. It's fine. I mean, maybe if I'd answered those, it would have come up as 70 or something. I don't know. So some of the very simple yes-no answers, most of these. Do you always carry a pen in your pocket?
Now, that's not really a fair question because that is going to age me because I consider that to be a fairly adult thing to do. But the answer is yes, but the truth is because I'm a postman.
So, okay.
Yeah.
But if you weren't a postman, would you always carry a pen? Because I went through a phase where I always carried a pen with me. I sort of felt half naked without a pen on me. But that seems to have gone over the years. That was a very kind of very odd phase I went through.
I must admit, I have got home. I've been at work today. I've got home. I've changed my clothes earlier on. I'm in my nice clothes now. Yeah. I just checked my jeans pocket. There's a pen.
Okay, yes. So it's a definite yes. Right.
Yep.
Do you belong to any political or environmental groups? Yes or no?
I'm with a union at work. Does that count?
I would say yes, that does.
Would you? I mean, they are significantly left-leaning, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose the answer is yes. Right. Oh, my God, I'm going to come out of 90.
Okay. Do you check your email at least once a day? Yes or no?
Yes.
You do? Okay. Do you drink energy drinks?
No.
No. Is there any reason you don't drink energy drinks? They send you a bit wild?
They taste like battery acid to me.
Red Bull can be quite nice, although I haven't had that for years. But right. Red Bull, if you're hungover, that used to be a thing when I was hungover. I'd used to, on my way to work, I'd go and get a can of Red Bull and a ham and cheese croissant.
Ooh. And I'm supposed to be the posh twat.
And I wouldn't go into work until I'd had that. I would sit outside the office. It was just like, I can't face work until I've had. And that was how I dealt with a hangover in my younger days.
I mean, if there was a definition of a culinary culture clash, it's got to be that posh croissant with a can of Red Bull in the other hand.
Yeah. Well, there was a great place. They've shut down now. If anyone remembers, they used to be in London. They were called Benji's.
And they closed?
I think they all went, yeah.
Oh.
And Benji's were great. You know, you'd go in the morning and get, and it was a really nice fat old croissant filled with ham and cheese. And if you were hungover, oh my God, it was just perfect. So, right. Next question. Do you enjoy hearing about other people's medical problems?
It's different. I mean, if they've got something weird wrong with them, then kind of yeah. But if they're just wittering on about their cold, then no. So I don't really know what to answer for that one. I suppose, you know, if you're going to say the odds, more people are going to have boring diseases than exciting ones. Yeah. So I'd say probably no.
Okay, no, we'll put a no to that. Do you ever answer a question with, because I said so?
I have been known to answer a question with the line, because Stone Cold said so.
But well, that's a yes then, isn't it? It's a yes. Well. Is this how you respond?
It's a wrestling reference.
Is this how you respond to Mrs. Ben?
No, I don't think I've honestly used the phrase because I said so and meant it, no.
Okay, well, you're not a father yet, are you? That might change. do you ever say the words, turn that music down?
I do ask Mrs. Ben to turn the telly down a little bit when we're recording because I'm worried about audio bleed through, but I don't think that counts, so I'm going to say no.
Okay, because that's one I answered yes to because I'm terrible. I'm terrible with that. If I'm with someone particularly in the family, not necessarily friends because I feel a bit awkward about that, but if I'm with the family, I can't stand loud music.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it grates on me so much. So I get, yeah. Right. Do you feel like you're missing out if you stay in at night?
No.
No.
Okay, Not at all.
Right, that's aged you, I'm sure.
I won't have helped. I don't know if I should be being truthful or trying to game the system and give the answers it wants to make me young again.
Do you get bored easily?
Yes.
You do get bored easily, okay.
Well, I suppose not really, because I am quite content just sitting watching YouTube or the TV or playing a game or twiddling with things. So I suppose...
But do you get bored quickly with the thing you're doing and then have to move on to something else?
No.
Right.
No, I can stick doing the same thing for hours.
Okay, well, I think that's probably a no then.
Okay.
I'm going to put a no for that. Do you go to rock concerts?
No.
Do you have a new best friend every month?
No.
Do you have an avatar?
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, again, if you have a games console, then you're probably going to have an avatar on it.
Okay, all right. Well, that's probably brought you down in age a little bit.
Good.
Okay, do you know what BRB and LOL mean?
Be right back, laugh out loud.
I didn't know what BRB meant. I knew what LOL meant, obviously. I'm not that old. But BRB, I didn't know.
So BRB was an IDK?
Yes.
That'll
yes.
be lost on you, won't it?
It's like the other day I was watching something and it put, what is it?
For any older listeners, IDK is I don't know.
It was in case you missed it, where I-C-Y-M-I, right?
And that I haven't seen that one.
And I was thinking, what the fuck does that mean? I hate it when they put these things up. Like, you're supposed to know these things. I don't know these things.
It's internet culture. If you spend enough time on the internet, you'll probably learn a few.
I haven't got time to be learning all these new things. Like, if these are things that you have to know on the internet, then it should be law that they're on the Google homepage.
Oh, you can find them.
You shouldn't have to look for them. The moment you click onto Google, it should pop up. Here's the latest internet jargon. So you're fully aware of the world that you're just about to enter, because it pisses me off that when I go onto and it's like, oh, what the, someone's using fucking an acronym again or some weird lettering I don't know.
Okay, well, I think that's done me in good stead.
Okay. Do you like gardening?
No, can't bear it.
Do you like practical jokes?
Yeah, I do.
You do? I fell for a practical joke.
Not whether at my expense.
On other people?
Yeah, yeah.
I fell for a practical joke this week.
Did you? Was it a good one?
I thought it was quite good, yeah. So my mate sent me a message, right? I mean, it probably, by saying it out loud, probably gives it away a little bit. But I'm going to see whether this would... whether you would fall for this. So it says, Trev, do you know someone called Scott Chegg?
Yeah, I think I've seen through it, yeah.
he thinks he knows you and just asked me for your number, but thought I should run it by you first. I can send his WhatsApp profile pic if that helps. Now, it's Scott Chegg, okay?
No, I've Chegg. Got it.
So I replied, yeah, name rings a distant bell, I think. Send me a picture. So he then sends me the picture. It is, of course, of a Scott Chegg with a face on it. But the worst thing is, I think, I'm sure I know someone called Scott Chegg. I was convinced I knew somebody.
I'm surprised you enjoyed that, because a few podcasts ago, you were talking about the World Health Organization, and I kept saying who?
Yeah.
And it just annoyed you.
I'm not saying I enjoyed it. I'm just saying that I fell for it.
And I think you also told me to never do that joke again.
I think I did, yeah. Do you like reality TV shows?
Oh, well, that's not fair, because some of them are okay. I quite like I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
It's a simple yes or no answer.
Oh,
I mean, I'm a Celebrity. I think if you like that, then it's got to be, if you watch any of them, the answer's got to be yes.
You know, I've only watched one episode of the new series of I'm a Celebrity, and I've not really stuck with it. Yes, I think I do like reality TV shows, but not all of them. Most of them are shit.
Do you like roller coasters?
Yeah.
Do you? I hate them. Absolutely hate them. Do you like to have your clothing ironed and pressed?
No.
No. When was the last time you ironed?
Oh, I don't think I've ever ironed in my life.
I haven't ironed anything for about 25 years.
Just pick it up off the floor, give it a whip, and throw it on.
Do you like to watch foreign films with subtitles?
I don't mind at all.
Very good. I've been watching a lot of Korean cinema recently. It's very enjoyable.
I remember on this very podcast, I recommended to you a Spanish film called The Platform, which was...
Yes.
Actually, that was dubbed.
It was dubbed, wasn't it?
Yeah. I have recently watched...
The Invisible Guest, the film that I recommended a few weeks ago, was in Spanish, wasn't it?
Yeah, very good.
Okay, do you look forward to doing crossword puzzles?
No.
I love a good crossword. Yeah. I do love a good crossword. Do you look forward to taking naps?
No.
No?
No, I used to, but I don't anymore.
Oh, I love a good nap, especially like a Sunday afternoon nap.
Okay, no, when we were up at God o'clock in the morning to go and present a breakfast show, I used to like a nap when I came home then, but I don't anymore.
Okay. Do you make up your own words?
No.
No, okay. Do you keep a photo album of your family?
No.
Oh, that's how much he loves you. Do you prefer driving in the fast lane?
You know, the answer, this is going to age me, but the answer is no.
I really don't.
And I don't know if it's sensible to admit this, but I don't like driving in the slow lane either. I'm one of those really
annoying...
Oh, you're
not a middle lane driver.
I am.
Oh, you are the most annoying of the lot. Let me ask, before I make total judgment upon you, let me ask you this.
Right.
If you're in the middle lane
and
you see a car coming up from behind you at speed, will you move across into the slow lane to allow that car to pass you before then coming back into the middle lane? Or do you hold people up?
Well, can't they get into the fast lane if they want to overtake?
What if... Oh, so you're just going to sit in the middle lane, just, you know, because that it could be that someone's trying to get past someone in the slow lane, because that annoys me. If you're in the middle lane and you're going slower than someone in the slow lane, and I want to pass that person in the slow lane, but I can't get across because you're faddying about in the middle lane like some old lady.
Is it bad that I was on the M23 the other day and I was overtaken by a car in the slow lane?
Well, that's illegal for a start. A car shouldn't pass.
That's called undertaking, isn't it?
I believe that's illegal. I remember being told that when I learnt to drive, so that's bad. But yes, it is bad. I mean, that's really, you know, yes. Oh, that's really,
I just stick to my lane at a sensible speed.
It's not
speed.
A case of sticking to your lane. The middle lane is an overtaking lane.
All right, I've been told off. I will stick to the slow lane.
Really annoys me. Right? Do you read or collect comic books?
No.
Do you remember to water your plants?
No.
No,
if
you got
rain does that.
No, the indoor plants.
I don't have indoor plants.
You haven't got any indoor plants. Okay.
No, hang on. The answer is no, but that's because it thinks I have indoor plants that I neglect. That's not the case either. I just don't have indoor plants. Okay, so I don't water the things I don't have.
Wait, do you water the outdoor plants in the summer?
No.
Well, then it's a no then, isn't it? You don't even look after those in the summer. Do you sometimes lie on the floor to watch telly like you did when you were a kid?
No, I have a sofa. Why would I do that?
Yeah, I mean, that was great when you were a kid. Do you spend hours on the phone talking to friends you've just spent the entire day with?
No. Although I will occasionally spend, you know, an hour on the phone with you, an hour on the phone with another mate. But then, not after I've been with you all day. No.
Okay. Do you take any daily medication? This is like
a very invasive question. No, I don't. I'm fortunate. No.
Okay. Do you take your mobile with you everywhere you go?
Yes, I do.
Even the toilet?
Yes, I do.
Do you think of speed limits as a challenge?
I see speed limits as a bare minimum. I think if it's 30 miles an hour and you're on the road doing 20, you're driving badly. You need to be going at the speed limit. I know that's probably not the legal perspective, but that's my perspective.
Okay.
So, no, I don't...
You don't see them as a challenge, though.
I don't see them as a challenge, though.
Okay. Do you throw things or slam doors when you get angry?
Yes.
When was the last time you threw something in anger?
Oh, I can't remember. I think a while ago I broke a kitchen cabinet door because I slammed it in anger.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
And then I had the... You know when you get shame on top of anger?
Yeah.
You break something in anger and then you're annoyed at yourself for breaking something.
Yeah.
I got that. That
changes over time. I've got to the point now where I'm so close to throwing something and then that thought enters my mind. So if you throw this, you're going to break it and then you're going to be even more fucked off than you were to start with.
Yeah, I did once. I was so pissed off. I threw my phone and it was a miracle it didn't break.
I got a mate who threw his phone in anger and smashed it to smithereens.
Oh, no. So,
forget that. Right, a few more to go. Do you tuck your shirt in?
No.
No. Do you turn lights off for economic reasons?
Oh, God, this is going to be another one. I must admit, if I go upstairs and I notice the bedroom light's been left on, I will turn it off.
Good.
So, yes, I do.
I'm a great believer. The light's only ever on in the room I'm in. Apart from that, all other lights in the house are off.
I know I'm doing it for the good reason, but I do kind of hate myself for it at the same time.
No, you shouldn't.
Because I know it's old man behaviour.
But also, it's not just economic, it's environmentally friendly to do that. You're not wasting electricity. You're not
Oh, I couldn't give a shit about that. It's about the electricity bill.
Unbelievable, right. Do you write thank you notes without being told?
No, I don't think I've ever.
No?
I usually, does a text count as a thank you note?
Yeah, I suppose.
I don't think many people give me stuff. I don't think I'm that well liked. I don't remember the last time a thank you note was required.
Okay, all right. Let's rattle through these. Right, if somebody farted at a funeral, would you laugh?
Yes.
Of course you would. Normally when you say you're going to do something, will you do it?
Not always.
Okay. What does Nickelodeon mean to you? Now, this is multiple choice. Does it mean a cinema, a jukebox, or cartoons?
Cartoons.
Okay. What is your ideal holiday between going to Disneyland or going on an ocean cruise?
I think I prefer Disneyland.
Disneyland. Okay.
Disney. If I'm being really posh and snobby, I'd prefer Disney World. I think Disneyland's a bit shit.
Okay. What would you rather do with your free time? Catch up on work or just play?
Just play, obviously.
Okay. When you eat dinner, do you voluntarily finish all of your vegetables?
Yes, I'm a big boy, yeah.
When you talk about good grass, are you referring to somebody's lawn?
I'm more likely to be referring to it than drugs, yes.
Okay.
That's one of the faults I don't possess. I don't smoke dope, no.
Okay. What drink do you prefer? Coffee, water, or fizzy pop?
Water, to be honest.
Okay, all right. What event would you rather go to? A wild party, a flash mob, a wine tasting, or a lecture?
What were the options again?
A wild party, a flash mob, a wine tasting, or a lecture?
I'm not entirely sure what a flash mob is.
Mob is one of those things where, like, you'll be in a shopping centre and there'll be a group of people that will start singing and dancing or some shit like that.
Sod that. No, wine tasting,
yeah, that's... Because I couldn't do a wild party these days. I've never been a fan of wild parties.
No, I'm sure that's aged me as well.
When I got to that question, it was a toss-up between wine tasting and lecture, I'll be honest with you.
I think that was a dilemma I was having.
Right.
It depends what the lecture's on.
Yeah, I was thinking a good astronomy lecture, I'd be there. You know, yeah. no question. Which event would you rather watch on the telly, X Games or the Olympics? I'm assuming X Games is like a handheld controller thing, which I'm sure that's where you're going to go.
Is it? I thought X Games was something to do with like motocross and stuff and bikes jumping and stuff. Maybe I'm completely wrong.
Well, yeah, I don't. That's just the options here. I don't know.
I suppose. Seeing as I don't know what the X Games is, I'll have to say the Olympics.
Okay. What news source do you prefer, newspaper or website?
Website.
Okay.
I don't know why we still have newspapers. I really don't.
What type of music do you like better? Rock, country, jazz, or classical?
Rock, country, jazz, or classical? Rock, I'd say.
Rock.
At a push. I'm not a big rock music guy at all. Don't get me wrong, but out of the four, that'd be it.
Okay. Which would you prefer to visit? An arcade, a shopping centre, an art gallery, or a museum?
An arcade.
What was the last time you went to a museum?
Probably when I was dragged there on a school trip.
Okay. Who would you rather have dinner with? Superman, Bill Gates. This is why this is very American here. Superman, Bill Gates, or Bill Clinton?
I think Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton, he'd have some interesting stories, wouldn't he?
You would.
And finally, will you get up from the sofa to get an out-of-reach remote control?
So out-of-reach means I can't drag it with my foot across the table.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I will.
Okay, right, let's submit your answers.
I'm nervous.
And see what age. Your mental age is 40 years old.
That's not... too bad.
It's nearer where I am now.
That's a worry.
But it's that time of year when the word of the year is normally announced, Ben.
Yes.
And this year, the Oxford English Dictionary have decided that just one word isn't enough. because 2020 has been so exceptional in so many ways.
Yes, it certainly has been. I haven't seen this, but I have seen what the Collins Dictionary has come out with their word of the year as.
Oh, now, what's their word? I mean, I'm going to guess, because this is the thing. When I heard this, I thought, does this have to be a new word? I don't think it has to be a new word. It's just the word of the year, right?
That's right, yeah.
Because I was reading this, because the Oxford one, it tends to be either new words or words that have, over time, got a new meaning or another meaning.
Okay, I'm willing to bet that the two dictionaries won't have picked the same word because I think they won't like the other dictionary very much. They'll think like their words better.
Do you think there's like a dictionary war?
I do. I think you're either an Oxford guy or a Collins guy.
And that must be the worst, the most boring war as well, wouldn't it? It's like, you know, sort of throwing boredom missiles at each other.
Yeah. So, oh, go on then. Boring lexicographers arguing over which dictionary is better. Great.
So the Collins one, I'm going to guess. Can I guess it?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to just say it's the word pandemic.
It is not the word pandemic.
It's not the word pandemic, okay.
The word is lockdown.
Oh, lockdown, okay. Well, I suppose that has been the word of 2020, really, hasn't it?
It really has.
I mean, the thing about the word pandemic is its usage, according to this, the Oxford English Dictionary's report, which is obviously superior to the Collins.
I'm a Collins man, I disagree.
Says the word pandemic, the use of the word pandemic has increased by 57,000% in the last year.
Well, I mean, circumstances would, you know, back that up, wouldn't they?
Yeah, yeah. So lockdown, yeah, I mean, it is...
It's not a very good point to make, is it? Because if we had a sudden influx of killer wasps, then I imagine the phrase killer wasps would be on the increase, wouldn't it?
Well, yes, most probably, yeah. And you're right, like lockdown does appear in their list of words and phrases of the year. Okay, I'm going to run a couple of these past you that I'd never heard of before. These okay. are new words. Allyship.
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 Is that like a, I don't know, what is that? Is that like getting yourself an ally with someone?
Basically, yeah, it's active support for the rights of a minority or marginalised group without being a member of it.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a new word or whether that's a word that's sort of sat in, it's kind of, you know, it's been a lonely word for a long time. It's been waiting for its moment. And then here it is.
Okay.
Anthropause.
Anthropause. No, I'm not even going to pretend I can guess what that one means.
It's a global slowdown of travel and other human activities.
Okay.
Blur's Day. Now, I'd never heard of this.
Blur's Day.
Blur's Day is one of their words of the year. And I'd not heard this once this year. I'm imagining this is something that young people say. I don't know.
I don't know. It probably proves I'm getting older. So what is it?
It's a day of the week that is indistinguishable from any other.
For what reason?
Well, I suppose like in lockdown when you just lose track of,
oh,
of
I
what
see.
Day is. It's like, I don't know what day is. It must be Blur's Day.
Right. Oh, okay. That's quite clever.
Yeah, no, I like that. Covidiot is a new word that's got in this year. That's actually going to be in the Oxford English Dictionary.
I like that.
what else have we got? Hygiene theatre.
Oh, it's one word.
It's two words. It's a phrase. Hygiene theatre.
You're saying theatre wrong still.
Oh, here we go again. Well, if you say it with the Oxford English Dictionary, that's how you say it. I bet with Collins, you just say it in your common tongue.
With the Collins Dictionary, it's pronounced hygiene theatre.
Which is almost exactly the same as hygiene theatre.
No, it isn't.
It's hygiene theatre is cleaning practices which give the illusion of sanitisation without reducing the risk of infection.
I like that, though.
Yeah, so I suppose that's like, you know, if you've got a really old sort of cleaning sponge, there's no point in using it because it's just covered in bacteria, but you use it anyway just to show that you're clean. Do you know what I mean?
I'm not going to whinge on about this, but I got really pissed off the other day because I saw someone come out of a supermarket and return their dirty trolley, dirty as in they've handled it, to the clean trolley queue. Oh, really pissed me off.
That's not on. Did you take a stand?
No, what I did do, though, was I with my foot, I untangled the trolleys and kicked it to one side, petulantly, and then got the next one on, which was clean.
Did I tell you I really lost my rag with a shopping trolley the other day?
No, I've been getting the dodgy ones almost without fail. It's got a pissed wheel. It's making a squeaking sound. It's got the turning circle of a ship. There's always something wrong with it.
Well, I don't really get on with shopping trolleys, right? I've got a bit of a history there. So when Lidl first sort of started opening their stores, I was encouraged to go and try it out, right? And the first time I went, I think they didn't have... Did they not have... They never used to have baskets, I don't think. You had to take a trolley in or something. And okay. And I'd gone in not knowing they didn't do fucking baskets. They do them now, but then they didn't. And it was like, oh, I can't go out and get another, you know, because they've got like this one-way system. And it was like, oh, fucking hell. So I hated that to start with. Then the next time I went, I got my trolley, and I had the worst trolley that was probably ever made. You know, it's sort of, I think it might as well have had one wheel. It was useless. And for that reason, I didn't visit Lidl for probably another 3 or 4 years after that. I was just completely done.
Wow.
And then my last two trips to the supermarket, two times ago I went, and I had quite a long shopping list. But because I haven't really been to a supermarket for a long time in the normal world, and I'm used to a cashless world now, I didn't have a pound.
Right.
So I had to use two baskets and sort of balance everything. And it was a nightmare.
I thought they'd abolished the whole pound in.
Well, they hadn't.
Pound out.
They hadn't.
They should have.
Well, I thought they should have, but they hadn't. And then, okay. Then the last time I went, I took my pound, got my shopping trolley sorted, right? Got shopping back to the car, put it all back in the car, went back to the trolley where you go and leave your trolley, and it wouldn't release my pound.
Right.
It wasn't that I couldn't release it. It was that the, you know, the little thing that clicks in,
yeah,
to get your pound back. I couldn't get the trolley into the other trolleys enough for it to reach. They were all the same type of trolley. It wasn't like I was trying to put a different size in a different trolley line.
Right.
And I started losing the plot a little bit. And I started ramming the trolleys.
That'll help.
And I was just going, you fucking stupid fucking thing. And then I realised there's a woman behind me. And it was one of those dreadful moments where I looked around. She was just sort of looking at me. And like, the shame I felt. And I just sort of smiled at her and went, it's all right, I'll leave it. And walked off. That annoyed me. Couple more words. Twindemic.
Twindemic. Is that two pandemics at the same time?
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
Wokeness. That's a word of the year.
Okay.
And probably one of my favourite ones is Zoom bombing.
Zoom bombing?
Zoom bombing.
Oh, Zoom bombing. Is that dropping into the background of someone's Zoom?
Yeah, basically, while somebody's in a Zoom meeting, you are either bombing them or post violent or pornographic or offensive content.
I like that. Speaking of pandemic-related words, I was working with a mate the other day, and I noticed... the incorrect use of a word, and I know it's not popular to correct people's grammar, so I left it.
Okay.
What would you do in this situation? Would you correct them and have that embarrassing moment where you've just corrected their grammar, or just leave them to it?
I think I'd leave them to it because I've had it done to me a couple of times, and I don't like it.
The example was, he was describing a friend to me who just lost their job after being furlonged.
Furlonged.
And I had to sort of bite my lip and not chuckle. And then I felt like a bit of a snob. And then I chose not to point it out to redeem myself.
But the thing is, perhaps he meant furlonged. Perhaps he's...
He like, didn't.
Was his mate a racehorse? Now, often on this podcast, Ben, we end up talking about food, weird old food, really.
Yeah.
Did you see this week that a DIY meal kit for growing steaks has been nominated for Design of the Year by the Design Museum?
Do you mean growing cows?
No. It's growing steaks made from human cells.
Ugh.
Right? The hypothetical kit would allow you to use your own cells to grow miniature human meat steaks. And technically, this isn't cannibalism because it's your own cells that you're growing it from.
That sounds really Frankenstein-y and disgusting.
It's a weird thing, isn't it? And it's caused a lot of upset because people are accusing it of perhaps promoting cannibalism. But they're very insistent that it's not that. One of the people says people think that eating yourself is cannibalism. technically it isn't.
So for it to be cannibalism, you'd have to be eating somebody else?
I guess so, yeah. That must be what... Yeah, true cannibalism is when you're, you know, when you're sort of sitting there watching someone boil in a pot.
Oh, God.
I mean, you know, or when you, you know, when you get to, you know, hopefully none of us will ever get there. But, you know, there's that story about those guys that were in a plane crash on the top of some snowy mountain. There was a book and a film called Alive.
Yeah.
And they ended up having to eat the remains of those that hadn't survived.
Oh, God.
To, you know, but I mean, it was a necessity. Without doing that, they wouldn't have survived themselves.
Okay.
So, I mean, I suppose that's the only time that I would even think about it.
Well, I mean, it's a good time to think about it if your alternative is death, I suppose.
Yeah, and it's not like you're, you know, effectively that meat is sitting there. It's, you know, it's been kept well because of the temperature that you that you're at. So presumably, if it's your only option, you'd have to go for it, wouldn't you, really?
Yeah. Well, it's a bit grim, but I suppose so.
So you wouldn't consider trying these, would you, if you had the chance to grow your own steak? Because there's a bit of me that's a little bit, like, I'd be quite intrigued in a way. And I think, well, I'm only noshing myself.
Oh, Trev, why? All the expressions. That's why you got a bad back.
That would be, it would be sort of, you know, I'm not interested in, I don't get me wrong, I've got no cannibalistic sort of instinct within me. I don't look at people and start sort of eyeing them up and thinking, well, you know, baste them, bit of onion, that would be nice, you know. I don't look at you and think medium rare.
Good. I'm pleased to hear it.
So, but if it was my own, I think, well, I'd give it a... Get, especially, again, you know, if environmentally we're looking to the future, you know, we can't continue to farm cattle at the rate in which we're farming cattle. So we've got to find alternatives to meat. I was telling you a couple of weeks ago, insects and bugs and you know... insects and bugs might be the way forward.
No, I think all the time that I can go to the supermarket and buy a steak, I'll be doing that over this anytime.
Okay, all right. Well, here's another thing I wanted to run by you. I've sent you a link to a video, okay?
Very mysterious, this. You've told me not to open it.
Well, I want you to sort of react to the video as you see it and tell me what you think of what's going on and how... you might think about taking part in this sort of culinary experience.
Okay, am I going to have to wipe my internet history after watching this?
No. There's nothing awful in it. It's just a food thing. It's a, you like your foodie stuff. This is very much a foodie video.
I feel like you're setting me up for a fall here. Okay. Right, I'm clicking on the link.
Okay.
Oh, fuck off. Fuck right off. I'm not watching that.
No, you've got to continue watching this. So what are you seeing?
You're fucking evil.
Right, no, what have you got to start with, right? You've got to talk, mate. It's a podcast.
I am looking at a thumbnail of a video that I'm about to click play on.
Oh, you haven't even started the video. You've only got to the thumbnail.
I can't press play on this. It's a bowl full of big spiders.
Yeah.
And there are two girls going at it with chopsticks. And I'm not sure I can watch this.
Go on, you've got to just click play, mate. Just, you've got to, you know.
Tell me the... Right, I've clicked play.
Okay.
Oh, fuck off! They're alive!
Mate, so to start with, they've got the... They've got
this
the
video, I'm not watching 3 minutes, 36 of this.
No, you've got to watch the video. Right, so they're holding the spiders. And they're alive at this
point. Oh, my God, why are they adding water?
Well, they got it... Right, so,
What are they doing? If they put salt in the water, they're trying to brine them.
Yes, they're seasoning the spiders, aren't they? They're seasoning them.
Right, I'm not sure. They're going to eat these things. Has that killed them? They're not moving anymore.
Well, they've obviously drowned them, haven't they? They've drowned them. So they've seasoned. Oh. So, and these are big old spiders, aren't they? These are big old boys.
They're fucking enormous.
I think they're called black spiders, these particular spiders. I think this is in Cambodia, I think it is.
Right. So that's another country I'm never going to.
So now they put them in the water.
They're in a bowl now.
It's quite cruel in a way because they've drowned the spiders, but it's all part of the preparation process for
what
the
are they
cooking.
Doing?
So, what's the next stage?
They're being basted in. They're in the oil. They're in the oil. They put them in oil. They are sautéing.
Yeah.
Or deep frying, I suppose.
Yeah, the sort of sizzling sound of the frying spiders.
Oh, thank God, the video's nearly over.
Right. So have they...
I will click this video off if they start eating them.
Did they put any seasoning in the frying pan? I can't remember now. Was there any sort of... Or was it just plain oil? Just for the
I
recipe.
I hate to say it. It does look like there's some seasoning in the oil. Garlic, perhaps. Yeah. I don't know. Fuck knows what it actually is.
Maybe some shallots. I don't know what the normal accompaniments for a spider is when it comes to the vegetable options.
Considering these are supposed to be deep fried, they have not even bothered with the breading process.
Well, I don't think they're bred. They're not even really deep fried, are they? They're just sort of, it's just like a normal shallow fry.
I swear,
isn't it?
The moment one goes in the mouth, I'm out, okay? I'm turning the video off. I've got my finger hovering over the close tab, right?
Have you got are you hearing the
sound? Oh, okay, God, no, fuck off. I've closed it. I'm done. I'm done. That was not a nice thing to do to your friend.
Did you have the sound on for the video? Could you hear the sound?
Oh, I could hear the sound.
Did you hear the sort of crunch?
Yes. And that was the point. The video was closed.
So there we are. That is it for another Trevor Ben podcast. I feel we've covered a lot of ground this week.
Yeah, I think so. It's a bit weird one.
How are you feeling, by the way?
Not good. Right. I'm uneasy, and I'm not going to trust your emails from now on.
What are you having for dinner tonight?
Oh, baked potato. I think you ruined it for me.
Right. Thank you very much for listening and downloading. Before we go, we normally do a few recommendations. I must admit, they're all podcasts this week. Do you remember about a year or so back, we had an old mate of mine on Matt White, who does the God Only Knows podcast.
Yes.
Where he's got the second series out right now. And I've been listening to that. And it's very, very good. My favourite is Hugh Dennis. I'm a massive Hugh Dennis fan.
Okay.
And hearing the three questions he has for God is very interesting. And also I liked, is it Asher Taller? Is that his name?
Yes, the producer of The Office.
Yeah, that's a very interesting one as well. So I recommend having a listen to those. They're only about half hour each. They're not really long-winded ones like this one that bang on forever. So it's well worth a listen.
I've had a couple of listener recommendations for podcasts. I must admit, I haven't listened to them myself, but I hear they're very well endorsed. So the first one, and they're both on the BBC Sounds app.
Okay.
The first one is a podcast called AmeriCast, which is all about sort of current state of American politics and the whole shit show that's going on over there.
Okay.
And the second one is a bit grim, but I was going to say eye-opening, but I suppose ear-opening listening is more appropriate. It's the Grenfell Tower Inquiry podcast. It's supposed to be very good.
Okay, well, that's two fascinating subjects. Well,
quite heavy-hitting podcast. So
yeah, yeah, not much humour in there.
No, but decent nonetheless.
Okay. You know, last week I said, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, I said I'd started watching The Crown.
Oh, yeah, how you getting on?
The latest series. I'm not enjoying this series as much.
Any reason?
I think partly because it portrays the era of Mrs. Thatcher. And I've got to say, Gillian Anderson plays brilliantly, but my skin crawls every time she's on the screen.
Well, it sounds like it must be quite an accurate portrayal then.
Yeah, although they're trying to sort of at times make her almost human, which I don't like. And the other thing is, the royals in this particular series so far, like, the niceness seems to have gone. We're seeing the kind of real, not the Queen herself, like the Queen is just the Queen, right? But all the others, we're seeing very much a brattish side to them all. The young Prince Andrew is probably fairly close to life, I don't imagine. They just meant I'm not quite enjoying it so much, but I'm continuing to watch it nonetheless.
Okay, I'll stick with it.
Yeah, I'll stick with it. So there we are. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with us about absolutely anything, we're at Trevor and Ben on Twitter, and we'll catch you again next week. Till then, stay safe, stay well, and take it easy.
Bye.